perform muraqabah, in other words, in your heart, remember Allah. Pay your attention completely towards your heart and empty your heart of all thoughts. And if thoughts keep coming, keep on distancing them. If thoughts keep coming, keep on distancing them from yourself. And your full attention, place it on your dhikr completely. And if thoughts come, remove them. And then go again towards the dhikr of Allah. And this is complete dhikr, remembrance, alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. And after that, the dhikr, remembrance of Allah, of Allah's personal name. The lesson is the lesson of the qalb, the heart. You do dhikr on your heart. And different levels, different maqams, you do dhikr of Allah's personal name on different maqamat, lessons. And the Naqshbandi order, this is the first lesson, the lesson one, which is the personal name of Allah. With Allah's personal name, all lataif, all spiritual points, all lessons are purified and cleaned. And the more the salik, the student works hard on this, makes effort on his lataif, then in that same way, praise be to Allah, he will see the effects become apparent. And the first effect to see that, to determine that if your dhikr is successful or not, you keep on judging. The individual, the student should keep on judging and assessing. If he doesn't assess, he won't know that I'm going right or wrong. The dhikr is done for two reasons. One is that yes, there is thawab, reward, alhamdulillah. But the second purpose, the reason, which is the real purpose of doing dhikr, is that Allah's ahkams, orders, it becomes easy to implement them. Remember this. This is the main objective of doing dhikrullah.
Why we do the zikr? We do zikr only for one purpose. This is the main thing. That to follow the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala become easy in our life. Because this is the main thing. Allah said, do this thing, don't do this thing. To obey these things is very hard. Why is hard? Because nafs and shaitan always stop for these things. Zikr itself is nothing. If you are not getting benefit on this asrat, the facts on yourself, that you are going to be very, very obedient to practice the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it shows that your zikr is going well, alhamdulillah. So if it's not happening with the zikr Allah, still this haram there, many, many, many bad things are still there. This means your zikr is not working. Then you have to say your sheikh and then see what he got you for that. So definitely you judge yourself, not keep doing the zikr, 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 zikr. Zikr not itself is anything. I hope you understand. So always judge yourself when you do the zikr, where you are. Is it affecting or not? It's not blind things, because you are under a islah. Rectifying yourself under a sheikh. So we have to take all these things from ourselves. Bad things, bad habits, guna, sins. So many sins we have. Gazing, jealousy, angerness, greediness, jealousy, name it, big list of this. The way we stand, we have to judge ourselves for that. Is it our zikr is working or not? The masjid, you see that. And why we see it? One zikr is given to you for 2 inches in your sheets. You're doing already that one. And how difficult to get rid of this sin. And zikr help for that. If zikr not helping for that, it means zikr not working. A If anger is not going, jealousy is not going, greediness is going, not practicing Sharia properly, doing wrong things, practicing wrong things, even if you are doing zikr. Hazrat Shaykh Hamdullah says that your zikr is useless, not getting anything from zikr. So that must be think about it when you do these things, zikr. First zikr, zikr kalbi. So all these lataif have its own asrat and effects come out when you do the zikr. Like if you use some zikr, start zikr and latif akal, so there are lot of things happen after doing the zikr in latif akal. So this is the main thing. You always think about it. That how poor I am, how much I am, and be close with these things, with the result of zikrullah. The main two things which is we have to practice for our akhirah is actually one thing, to practice, follow properly the way of Sunnah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is the main objective for our life. Follow fully the proper system, Sunnah. Sunnah means full deen. Full deen, namaz is Sunnah. Zakat is Sunnah, Hajj is Sunnah, everything is Sunnah. Because which is done by Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the Sunnah. Understand? So this kind of Sunnah becomes then. So this is the main thing by practicing in our life, Sunnah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It means our zikr is working. It's not only the dress, the change of dress or shape. No. The main thing is our ikhlaq as well, you know. Change of inside. Unless the inside not change with zikrullah, we're not getting benefit. It's not only thing we're getting sawab. So many things you're going to get the sawab. We're doing zikr, company of shaykh, to correct ourselves.
So if you don't do islah, if you don't improve, you do dhikr for islah, for improvement, rectification. Always when you sit in dhikr, when you do your own dhikr, when you sit in the gathering, always think and reflect that where am I, where have I arrived to, what have I attained, and I need to do more effort to attain more. So inshallah your dhikr will give you a lot of benefit and you will realize that how much am I going closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Am I drawing near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What is the meaning of near?
The meaning of qareeban nearness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that as much as we are leaving our sins and practicing sunnah, it means we are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's a sign. We think that we start seeing some visions and things and become a different person. Then we go, Waliyullah. No, it's not. The sign of Waliyullah is that you are leaving the sins, hating the sins, hating all these things, keeping yourself. Practice properly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Practice sunnah fully. You are the Waliyullah. It's not necessary that Allah show you the Waliyullah. Then you are inside different with the relation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Zikr help for that. This is the only thing. Zikr is the best thing to help all these things. To get it from these things, you know. So now we do the zikr, alhamdulillah. Zikr. Then your heart about the zikr. Asmizat Allah. This zikr, alhamdulillah. Keep saying your heart. Allah, Allah, Allah.